This is how this story is made. And he's talking about Drumi, when it comes to Moses and Pharaoh, you know that, okay, I'm there, because the language is there. And he will address you the quantity versus magical quality. The Pharaoh has 100,000 spears.
Spears.
Huh?
Spears.
Spears. And one stick, simple stick, in the hand of Moses will break all of that. If you're not familiar with that, 100,000 MD, medical doctors, like Jalinus, they are really bewildered and stoned when they see Jesus. Because all of these doctors, they could do is prolong your misery in life. Jesus called Lazaro. He came to life. These are two things. And you remember, in Rumi's time, the most scientific people are the doctors and these. And they logically are saving the life. But there is believing in Jesus. That's the quantity working with the machine. This is the quality doing the magic. Exception. That's the rule, that's the exception. And more than that, it comes to Muhammad. 100,000 book of poetry is there, but the reading material is this one. I know a couple of million people, if you ask them what is the text for reading, they will hand you that book. That's the name of the book, you know that. Quran means reading material. Something to read or readable. That's the literal word of it. And the word is magical because it could come from two different verbs. One verb is closeness, the other one is reading. Therefore, a lot of Muslims, they believe in closeness. They believe this book should be close to you, right? So they have this small version of it, this size, and they bond it on the arm of boys, not girls. Please do not do it, because when you do this and you make the child conscious of carrying to Quran, when he wants to go to washroom, he has a real dilemma how to open this, put it somewhere, go to the bathroom and come out, because the bathroom is a bad place and Quran should be there. I remember that dilemma. And that Quran is, amazing thing, is not readable. But the name is Quran, means readable, but it's so genial, but it carries that magic. But the other one is readable. Quran is to read. And I'm sure this one is correct. How could I be sure? Just because I'm me?
It starts with that.
Good, I accept that one. Because it's me and that's good. Because what was the first thing God told him? It's Quran. It's Qara'a. The first thing God told him, read. And amazingly, he was illiterate. The first word is read, and the book is readable. So they are like this, because all of these are trying to show you the magical word through this nonsense of existence. We are trying to help you to understand the magic. With what? With normal language and linguistic games and making stories. And he's successful at doing it. With the God like this, how could you be not dead in front of him? How could you stand alive and do something? There are so many hearts like the mountains, agitated, and the clever bird is hanging upside down. a little bit difficult to understand the wording or too complicated, I skip it this time. Inshallah, once we'll come back to it, because here, when he talks about the bird, he's talking about the thinking. Then, yeah, the bird is thinking first of all. Here is morgh-e zirak, means the witty bird. And he was talking about that vizier, which is zirak. Then, mountain to ruin means this universe, whatever it is a mountain. You know what? Because of his teacher and that conference of birds, there is this mountain, and we are the birds in here. After all of this, he said, to sharpen the intelligence and wits is not the way. No, it's not the right way. It's not the way. It's not the path. The path that he's talking about. None but the broken wins the favor of the king. This is mistranslation. The translation is that the hand of the king doesn't take but the broken one. It's different. Because in the second one he's trying about the act of God, which is taking. Salvation. He will save the broken one. What's the relationship between these two parts? The first one is your deed, your with, your free will, whatever you do. The second one is the fate and the things that could happen to you. And these are not comparable. Therefore, we say, this is not it. The other one, because the other one is knocking at that door for beloved to open. And you know who? Who will be welcomed over there? If it is the winter time and you are out in, dying out of thirst, they will open the door for you. But if you're relaxing and having your beer and chatting, it doesn't need to be open. He says there is the other part to this. There are two things that will happen to you. There are things that will happen to you because the things that you do. There are the things that will happen to you not directly because you did something. Because his will is in this universe. And that will is that one that makes the light bigger than darkness. That's what leads everything to go towards better, not worse. This is not a house of cards he's making that we should wait for it to collapse suddenly. This is a structure which is working for billions of years and everything is happening beautifully. But asking me, everything is, this is the doom day. Everything is collapsing because I'm getting old. Then it comes this one, which needs the explanation tonight. I'm here to explain this one. ای بسا گنجاب کنان کنج کاف کن خیارندیش را شد ریش گاف. This is something that even for Iranians needs a lot of explanation. First of all is the ganj, or ganj, or the fellow who is looking for a treasure. But ganj looks like kunj and sounds a little bit like kunj. This is kunj in this is kunj, means corner. If you are very, the curiosity is your virtue, you will dig even the corners if you are looking for a treasure, right? And this is treasure.